And so now, I told you we referred to this before in 312, you need to know this for the test. This is very important, this family tree, it's significant in what happens. And they tell you that this pedigree is a vital part, a word he likes, of the tragedy of King Arthur. And skip me about five lines. It deals with the reasons why the young man came to grief at the end. It is the tragedy, the Aristotelian and comprehensive tragedy of sin coming home to roost. Now, when I read this the first time before I got all the way to the end, so the author could refute what I was already thinking, I wrote down the column next to it, what sin? What is Arthur guilty of? You know, he committed no active sin. He didn't know who Morgusa was, and, you know, if he's enchanted, I mean, he has all kinds of convenient outs here that I can see somebody before some kind of campus tribunal would be saying, no, I don't remember. I was bewitched. It's not my fault. It doesn't matter, is what our author says, that if if something's wrong, even if you're innocent, if you had no fault in doing it, if you did it in ignorance, you're still guilty. I don't know. I have trouble with this.